Turn with me in your Bibles to John chapter 3. And this is a passage of scripture that is very familiar to every person here today, no doubt. It's the story of Nicodemus. We're not going to go into all the details here. We're just going to go down through verse 7. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Now, no doubt in my mind that almost, if not all, the people in this room today have been born again. You've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. How many of you have been born again? You've been saved? You're on your way to heaven? Okay. You have been greatly misinformed on some things, and I want to straighten you out today. I asked all the perfect people to stand up, and nobody stood up. And if you've been saved, you are perfect. If you are saved, you have never, ever committed one sin. All right? Now, I would like to have a visual if I could, but I don't know who to use. I could use a toeless person, but I don't know. I could use Brother Ross. Come on up here, Brother Ross. Get you a chair and come up here. I want you to use you as an example here today. And by the way, I've heard him preaching on the radio. Brother Jerry Ross, can we get a chair? Okay. Brother Jerry Ross has been responsible for passing out tens of thousands of tracts in Evansville, Indiana. Because on his radio program, get where most people can see you the best you can, okay? Wherever. All right? Now, as I was saying, he inspired a man in our church that has inspired other people, but this man has literally passed out tens of thousands of tracts. Every day he'll pass out 15, 20, 30 tracts. I mean, it's his life. It's his ministry. He goes everywhere passing out tracts. Not only that, he has influenced other people in passing out tracts. And this man right here is responsible for passing out tens of thousands of tracts in Evansville, Indiana. Now, we just read in the Bible, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said to you, you must be born again. Now, Brother Jerry Ross was born when?
August 30th, 1961.
You were born into the family of the Ross family, your mom and your dad. And you were born into this world as a sinner.
Yes.
You were born in this world in the flesh. And in the flesh, you inherited the sinful nature of Adam.
Yes.
All the way back to the Garden of Eden. All right? Now, do you know, and I don't know, I know in my mind, I can go back to right back there, the third seat from the back in Nelson Creek Baptist Church, but I don't know the year or the date that I trusted Christ as my Savior. Do you know the date?
No, not exactly.
You don't know the, you're like me and a lot of other people, that wasn't made a big deal out of back then, but you know when you got saved.
Yes.
And so when you got saved, you got a new body. It's called a spiritual body. You are born again. Now, you were born the first time in a fleshly body. And the second time, you were born into a spiritual body. Now, this spiritual body that you were born into has never, ever committed one sin. Not one. You are perfect in Christ. Your sins were paid for on the cross of Calvary, but when you were born again in the family of God, God looks at you as though you're perfect, never to have committed any sin whatsoever. Isn't that amazing? Now, the same applies to you. You are perfect. If you've been saved, you are perfect. You are not a sinner. You have never, ever sinned. Every sin that I've ever committed has been in my physical flesh. Not one time have I ever committed a sin in my spiritual body. The Bible is very plain on that. You can go sit down if you want to. I just want to make that illustration here this morning. But you know, the Bible tells us that there is a war going on. There's a war going on, and there's a battle on the inside, and there is a battle on the outside. The battle against the flesh and the spirit. Now, the one that wins is the one that's going to grow and going to mature. And that's why you've got a bunch of baby Christians that never grow, is because their flesh keeps on growing. Because, you know, in your flesh, you eat every day. You eat at least 3 meals a day. Or if you're like Brother Jerry, you eat 1 meal a day all day long. You're going to go home today, and you ate before you came to church. You're going to eat when you get home. Now, in this spiritual body that we have, it's sad to say most people eat 3 times a week. A lot of them only eat 2 times a week, and some eat 1 time a week. And there's Christians out there if they don't eat at all. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 17, it says, "For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would." Now here's the problem we get into. I've got this battle going on inside of me, and I've had it all my life. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Because you got the same thing, right? You got a battle going on the inside of you, and everybody here is fighting a battle inside of yourself, and your flesh or your spirit is going to win. Yes, sir. They're fighting against each other. Now, if your spiritual body wins, you grow in the things of God, which God wants you to grow. Which one of these bodies will win? Which one is going to win in my life? Now, my flesh has won many, many battles over the spirit. Just like yours has. My flesh has won many times, but my spirit always condemns that. I didn't want to do that. I don't want to do that. And 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27 says, "But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should become a castaway. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" Why do we spend our whole life catering to this fleshly body when it's going to die? Flesh and blood is not going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. This old fleshly body is going to die, and we spend our whole life catering to this flesh when really the spiritual body is the one that we need to be catering to and the one that needs to be growing. Why do we spend our whole life catering to this body when we have a heavenly body? Our heavenly body is perfect. It will not and cannot commit sin. The soul that sins, it'll die. You know, if you don't get saved, you'll die and go to hell. But if you get saved, you'll never sin again in your spiritual body. You are perfect. Now, Here's the thing. If we just realized it, I think we might act a little different, don't you? If we'd realize that, I think we'd just live a little bit better. If we just realize that, I think things would go better in our lives. And we need to understand that. Instead of our spiritual bodies reflecting our fleshly bodies, should not our fleshly body reflect our spiritual body? The Apostle Paul had this say in Romans chapter 7, "For that which I do, I allow not, for what I would, that I do not, but what I hate, that I do. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing." There is nothing good in my flesh. Matter of fact, my breath stinks. And if I took off my shoes, I've got 10 toes and they stink. I just can't help it. I've just got to keep on with that. But my breath stinks and my feet stinks and everything else in stinks. Everything between there stinks too. I mean, you know, my whole body is a mess. And so is yours. And yet we spend our whole life catering to this body. "For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find that not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man." Inside of my heart, I love God. I want to do that which is right. "Let others see Jesus in me. Keep telling the story. Let others see Jesus in me." Let others see Jesus in you. One day our earthly bodies will die. Our heavenly bodies will live forever. In Galatians chapter 6 and verse 8, "For that which soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." And so you and I need to be feeding our spiritual bodies. That's why you come to this church. The Sunday school class that you had today was absolutely tremendous. You've got a great preacher. I've heard him reading these same verses on our radio station just the other day. And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkle of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." And so, one of these days, this old corruption is going to put on incorruption. But as far as God is concerned, it has already happened. Because the blood of Jesus cleansed us from all sins. Therefore, we are perfect before God. When God looks through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ at you, he sees you as perfect. You know why? Because you're perfect. Isn't that a wonderful thought to have today? That we are perfect before God? The Bible says, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." What are you hungry for? If you have a spiritual body, you have a spiritual hunger. I mean, you know, You don't have to tell a baby when it's born it's hungry. Even in the animal world, a little horse or colt, a little calf or whatever, they know exactly where to go to find the milk because they're born hungry. And this old flesh, it starts feeding on physical food from the time that we're born in this world, and we grow to sometimes we grow and we grow and we grow, and my goodness, it ends up way too much, right? Why don't we grow spiritually? What are we hungry for? Moses was hungry for God. Hebrews 11:27 says, by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Moses wanted to see God, and Moses was able to see God. Turn with me, if you will, to Exodus chapter 34 and verse 28. And we read these words. I find this very, very interesting. You know, when you've been in the presence of the Lord very long, it begins to show in your life. Amen? And he was there, Exodus 34, verse 28. And he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights, and he did neither eat bread nor drink water, and he wrote upon the tables the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. And it came to pass, when Moses came down from the Mount Sinai with the two tables of testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the Mount, that Moses wist not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with them. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of their face shone, and they were afraid to come nigh him. And Moses called unto them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned unto Moses and talked with him. And afterwards all the children of Israel came nigh, and he gave them the commandments, all that the Lord had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. And till Moses had done speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But when Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he took the veil off until he came out. And he came out and spake unto the children of Israel that which was commanded. And the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone, and Moses put the veil upon his face again until he went in to speak with him. Now, your face should be reflecting what's on the inside. Maybe I should rephrase that. Your face does express what's on the inside. Amen? And so, should not we be shining for the cause of Christ? I mean, it's no accident that Moses was in the presence of the Lord, and being in the presence of the Lord, he just lit up. We sing songs about let our light shine, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let the light shine, the light shining in, and all kinds of songs written about the light. Well, you also are a light. Did you know that in your body is an electrical magnet that is lighting up your body? And when your body dies, that light goes out. You don't realize it, but you have electricity in your body, and your light, your body is shining. Well, Christians ought to be shining more and more with the glory of the Lord. And the way that we shine more for the Lord is to be in his presence. When Moses was in his presence, Moses began to shine to the point to where they had to put a veil over his face. They couldn't stand to look at him. He was just too bright. Did you know that you have never looked at the sun? You know, Moses, he wanted to see God. Moses said, I tell you what, I'll hide you in the cleft of the rock, and when I go by, I'll put my hand on it, and you see my backside. Did you know that we have a sun shining? And did you know that if you look directly at the sun, it will damage the retinas of your eyes? Did you know that? You can't look directly at the sun. You glance at it, you look away, but you say, oh, isn't the sun beautiful? You've never looked at the sun, not directly, because if you look directly into the sun, it would damage the retinas of your eyes. How much more how much more should we be in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ? And by the way, thank the Lord for the sunshine. I'm ready to skip winter. We can go from this all the way to spring, as far as I'm concerned. You and I are to let our lights shine. God wants us to shine. God wants us to shine His light and let the world, whole world, see the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when we walk with the Lord, we are going to shine. Let me ask you this question in closing today. What do people see when they look at you? You, according to your upraised hand, you wouldn't stand because you didn't know what I was talking about, obviously. But you raised your hand that you were born again. What do people see when they look at you? Is your physical body ruling your life? Or is your spiritual body ruling your life? We need to let God shine in our life. Do they see Jesus in your life? We're the only Jesus that the world is ever going to see. If they don't see Jesus in you, they're not going to see Jesus. Let others see Jesus in you. Keep telling the story. Be faithful and true. Let others see Jesus in you. So when somebody asks you the next time, how many perfect people do you know? You can say, me, I'm perfect. Not in my physical flesh, but I've been born again. I've been born just like Nicodemus. I've been born again. Just like Nicodemus, I didn't understand. But the more I see, the more I understand. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, Christians need to shine. And Lord, we need to let our light shine. Lord, help our lights to shine more and more in these dark days. Lord, these are dark days upon the earth. And Lord, I pray that you'll help us to shine more and more as Christians. Please help us today.